It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Andrew Orleman with the Manti LaSalle Forest here at the Price office. Covers the whole Manti LaSalle, and he is the Public Services Staff Officer. And there is a group, or a cluster, I guess we can say, of public meetings coming up that all have to do with forest planning. This is your opportunity as the public to go in and give your comments on what you would like to see them do when it comes to planning for the forest. And we've brought Andrew in, and we're going to dive into what is forest planning and why do we need it? You know, what are the benefits of it? And then we'll get into the dates and the times and all of that stuff as well. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Anytime. Now, let's talk about that first, though. Why do we need forest planning? What is forest planning?
Well, for one thing, we need it because we're required by Congress, by law, to have a forest plan. And the reason that we need to do it right now is because our original forest plan, which was written in the 1980s, is getting to be a little dated. And so it's time for us to update our plan. So we call this forest plan revision. We're revising our older forest plan, and we'd like to have a new forest plan in place to guide us for the next 15 or 20 years.
All right. And what kind of things do we look at when we do forest planning as far as, you know, I know part of it's probably got to be with, you know, minimizing fire damage and things like that and preparing and those kinds of things. But what other things do we look at as well?
Well, we're a multiple-use agency, and so our forest plan covers all of the things that we manage, including recreation, including timber production, livestock grazing, fire management, as you mentioned, preservation of cultural and historical artifacts. So, you know, the entire group of both social and economic and environmental things that the Forest Service manages.
And by doing this, as I said at the beginning, this is really the opportunity for people to give their comments. That's what this is really, is a comment period on your plan. So at the beginning of the meetings, are you going to like propose this is our plan that we've got in mind? And then, you know, well, let's take some comments now.
That's exactly right. Yes, we have a draft forest plan, a draft revised forest plan, and a draft environmental impact statement. Those are available in our offices to review in hard copy, but they're also available on our website. But these meetings are an opportunity to provide comments. We're in a 90-day public comment period, and so for 90 days, we're listening to the public.
And the other thing that I guess we some people may be considering and want to know is, what are the benefits of properly planning for your forest?
Yeah, it provides us guidance for the next, like I said, 15 or 20 years about how, when, and where we do projects, whether those are, like I said, maybe timber management projects or fire and fuels projects. I don't know if it's the right term to say zoning, but to some extent, it's a zoning document. It helps us tell us where the appropriate places are to do these management actions on the national forest.
So really what you're doing is saying, okay, this area here, if you look at it from a zoning perspective, this area here is good for camping. This area here is good for maybe timber harvest. This area here needs to be preserved, that kind of thing.
Actually, that's right. Yes. And we do have some things like, say, wilderness preservation that are part of the discussion too. So you're right. Yeah, it's exactly that way.
All right, so let's dive into the meetings themselves. You've had a couple, but we're getting into the time where we're going to have the ones that are local right now, and they start on September 19th. Where's that one going to be, and what time? Are all these going to be at the same time?
Yes, all the in-person meetings are at the same time, and that's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The first one, September 19th, is going to be held at the San Pete County Building in Manti.
Okay, and then it goes really those first 3 days, the 19th and the 20th, you're going to be at Emory County. Where are you going to be at there?
On the 20th, we're going to be at the Emory County Courthouse Building in Castledale.
Okay, and then the next day?
Then we'll be at the Carbon County Event Center here in Price.
All right, then you'll take a moment and take a beat, so to speak, and then you'll have a couple more that are, you know, out of our area, but people still hear us in those areas. Where are those two going to be at?
On October 17th, we're going to be down in Moab at the Grand Center in Moab.
Okay, and then the next day?
The next Next day, on October 18th, we're going to be at the Hideout Community Center in Monticello.
And all of these have the same time. Did you say 5:30 to 7?
5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
To 7:30 p.m. Now, if you can't make it to one of those, or have you got any virtuals planned?
Yes. In fact, we missed the first one, or we already had the first one. That was on September 7th. But we have a second virtual open house on November 8th.
Okay, and if people would like more information and maybe to know where they would need to go to find that virtual meeting and those kinds of things, where's the best place? Is it call the office? Is it hop on a website?
Both. You can always call our office, but we do have a very good website, very extensive website with all of the information there.
Okay, what's the address for the website?
If you just go to our homepage, Manti LaSalle, the very first banner link below the top picture there, it takes you to the planning page.
All right, and that is there. Are the revision documents, are they online as well?
They
People
are.
Can go read them?
Everything's available to read online.
So Everything is there. Just go to the Manti LaSalle Forest main page, look for that planning banner, click on it, and everything is right there that you're going to need to know. Andrew, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this today. It's always great to get information out there that people can use.
Thank you very much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.